And I was used to receiving any kind of service I wanted. I mean, I had what I called, in After the Light, I said, think a pony, get a pony, and it was like that.
In the slant of evening sun, burning through your bedroom, their Latin legs akimbo. Look for me. See my fingers circled by the diamond rings protruding from the sleeves of Latin mafioso at the bar. And my feet now teeter.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimension. I'm your hostess, Phyllis Pricer, and I'd like to welcome you to our show tonight. I hope that you will all be listening in and understand that this is a live call-in. And as I told you last week, I have a lovely guest, a very special young lady who we've known each other before in a number of lifetimes. There was such an instant rapport. And her name is Stephanie Bridge Stevens.
Bridges.
Okay, Bridges Stevens. More than one bridge to cross, okay? Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you, Phyllis. It's great to be here.
I am so glad and honored that you've decided to come and be with me, and we're hoping to have you on again.
Oh, I'd love to.
Oh, yes. Before I even had you on, I had a dear friend of mine say, Phyllis, would you ask her about something tonight on your show? Because she promised to be listening in, so I said, yeah, I will.
Oh, that's so neat. I knew that there was somebody really in need, terribly in need.
Well, there are a couple of people, but one, I want to let them know that you are considered a spiritual metaphysical master,
okay,
a guide of Om, healing, and spiritual growth.
Okay.
That you are affiliated with the Integrative Research. We are an integrative research medium with the Veritas Research Program, University of Arizona.
That's correct.
And you are received a certificate of proficiency in the ability of spirit communication awarded by the Forever Family Foundation.
That's correct.
And that you've been aware of other dimensions since a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And you have had these abilities all your life, and you chose parents. All to it.
I know.
That you would have the kind of growth in spirit that was important for your youth. And we're going to get into something else a little bit later on, ladies and gentlemen. I've been asking spirit all week, God, whomever, should I speak about this? And the answer's coming back, let it go, Phyllis. Let it be.
Wow.
You know, the words will come in the right moment, okay?
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
So sit and hold your chair.
Oh, boy.
For our rocking ride tonight with the lovely Stephanie Bridges Stevens. Let me let you speak and say what you want to the audience to begin with, and then we'll just go from there with the first question that this dear friend of mine asked.
Okay. I just want to say that there's I feel a tremendous shift going on here, and I know that I can feel that there's people tuning in right now. I feel there's four people, specifically Spirit was talking about the number four, and I feel like I was smelling the ocean before really, really strong, and I felt like somebody was out there, just felt like they were drowning or something, but it could also be somebody coming through from the other side, and I could even say I had a young man coming through here named Christopher that seemed to be trying to make some kind of contact or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I resonate with all that. So
okay.
I don't know if you do, but I feel that. I just want to say that whoever's heart is open, I feel like Spirit's going to honor
yes.
the show. And you know what, Phyllis?
Yes, darling.
You know as well as I do that the dark side does not want us doing this and did not want me to be on your show. And you know why those emails and things did not work and all that kind of thing. So.
Well, the dark side should also know I'm a Capricorn and persistent as hell. I was born stubborn.
Yes, I know, and I think the dark side knows that. Oh, the dark side knows who you are. I'll guarantee that. So.
Well, whoopsie dip they do.
Oh, I know. Who cares about them anyway? But.
Well, yeah, and I know that the power that we have with the light behind us is so strong that all they can do is, you know, put a little spanner in the works. It doesn't stop anything. It may slow me down a little, but it doesn't stop the inevitable.
No, that's right. And you know what is it? What did they say? There's something about when Jesus died on the cross. You can say something about Satan biting somebody or something. They say, well, all he can do is gum us to death.
There you go. His teeth were pulled. I haven't heard that, but you know I like it.
I thought you might. But anyway, go ahead if you have that question. If
yes.
your friend.
Okay. Actually, I have two friends I'd like you to help out.
Oh, I'd love to.
But let me also say this. I want my listeners to know I'm really hard to read for, to be honest with you. Mostly people don't even get 50% right of me. It's a really, really low. And very often I know what they're going to say before they say it and it resonates or doesn't. But even some really gifted people have said, given readings, and they have been as wrong as they can be. You know, I can almost guarantee it's, you know, like 180 degrees on the other side that actually occurs. But so far, when I've spoken to her, this young lady has came ringing true. And I spoke to her last week, was given 5 days. I was told to give 5 days because I said, enough of this nebulous, you know, airy-fairy stuff, as I call it. Yes, sometime in the future, my prince will come. Yeah. You know. I'm getting gray hair. He's late in coming. What can I tell you? Poor darling. And when he arrives, I'll be too old and tired to sit on the damn horse.
No.
Anyway, the thing is, 5 days, I got some fabulous information and input and confirmation. And, you know, I'm going to tell you something, Stephanie, but I'm going to have to be off the radio show. I'll only share it if it's really true.
Okay.
Because it is so stupendous that I'm not going to embarrass myself or anybody else if it doesn't come true. So I'm just going to be a decent little lady and hide it under my skirts until the time comes.
Okay.
We have somebody waiting on the line, and I will acknowledge them in a minute. If I may, I heard the beep, and God bless you for calling in. First question is from my friend Mary. She said she knew something about the fire grid and the energy shift that occurred earlier this week. It impacted her daughter, and she felt it was very profound. Can you tell us in plain English words what that was about and how it has made a difference in our lives and why we feel it so strongly?
Well, you know, Phyllis, we know that was, I believe it was 4:11 in the morning, 7:17, which is, of course, the 17th of July. And, of course, it was firing the grid. Shelley Yates was behind that with that remarkable, incredible healing that took place with her son and all that. And I know you read all that and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But millions of people, when millions of people take place in a consciousness
yes.
shift like this, this was millions of people all over the world
tuned in, and I was one of them.
I know, and I was one of them, and it's impacted the consciousness. It's impacted all kinds of all of the areas around the earth. And one of the things is that I believe that I want to say that for Mary, Spirit is talking about with the daughter conflict, considering. What I'm talking, sorry, I'm getting my words tangled up here.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
Okay, I'll take a deep breath. Deep breath.
Okay.
Spirit is, I believe that Spirit is showing at this point right now, I'm looking at the auric fields of both of them, and I indicate here that there is, from what I'm looking at, and I feel like there was a, shall we say, miscommunication conflict, a turning away, almost a, but there's been a rejuvenation. There's been a healing. There's been, and I can see water washing over the daughter. I can see it like a baptism. And maybe that's why I was looking at the ocean. I'm smelling
uh-huh.
it. And I can feel a tremendous rebirthing and this kind of thing. And an indication
mm-hmm.
here is that both her and her daughter
mm-hmm.
are now able to be as one, and they could not do this before. And it's also activated the DNA centers within your friend, because she actually has some strong abilities herself.
Oh, absolutely. I've encouraged her to do that,
and
she's fought me tooth and nail.
Well, quit fighting, Mary, quit fighting it, because, you know, this is the time, and we need as many people consciously using
yes.
their gifts as possible. So I hope that helps that question.
Yes, and her daughter was offered two separate positions.
Wonderful.
I encouraged the educational one.
Yes.
As being the best of the two.
Wonderful, wonderful.
That's correct. You would confirm that?
I would
that?
Confirm that, yes. And if something has happened between, I'm getting from here very strongly on like a 1979, something that was significant, the spirit is bringing up a date of 1979, and I'm not sure if that is something that was a significant event between the two of them at this time.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know. She'll let me know later on, and I can confirm it with you.
Are you talking to me? Or are you talking
yeah,
to her?
Yeah, you.
Oh, me. Oh,
I'm said I can talk to her later on and can then confirm it to you.
Oh, absolutely. No, you know how these things can take a process to process. But I feel very. See, and that's not all. There's a series of things going on here. There's a newness coming on to the daughter as well with her relationship.
Right. Good.
The male persuasion, I guess you could say. And does that make sense? Or?
I wouldn't know what it was about, because as far as I know, she's happily married.
Well, there's a newness still coming into that.
Okay.
Well,
newness and rejuvenation is always good in a relationship.
It is. I do feel as if, trying to look at this, and somebody keeps yelling Candace at me. Ask her if she knows a Candace.
What?
Candace.
Yeah, I'll ask. I'll find out.
Okay. What I feel, you know, Phyllis, the thing of it is I'm sure
mm-hmm.
that, and I could tell you that my husband Jack was saying that they checked the monitors on certain things that, like when 9/11 happened, how that thing, that graph chart, how it jumped
mm-hmm.
a certain way, and then the polarity consciousness, how it went that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this, they're checking that right now to see how the graph jumped when the grid was fired.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, I feel like this jump started, I'll be honest with you, I think it jump started everything in BBS radio. I think it jump started everything in just all the areas of communication. Even though we had this retrograde going on,
mm-hmm.
we had so many people connecting cosmically to source.
Yes,
yes. So how else can you possibly fail when all people consciousness just rose like 100 degrees?
I know it's been very, very powerful. Even those who are not usually aware of it have felt something different, quote unquote.
Sure, everything, like things coming in order and
right.
and things organized and things coming in
synchronistically.
Order. Synchronistically. Yes,
and
you know,
almost like miracles coming.
Yes, and you know, it's interesting. I remember in an angel writing that Spirit gave me, I told you about those, that there would become a time when God would reach out, the Spirit of God would reach out in many unusual ways to mankind.
Mm-hmm.
And that would, and I've known for a long time, well, I didn't even know about this thing, to be honest with you. I didn't know about fire the grid. I just knew that something very strange or unusual was about to happen in July.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting because, the 17th, the 7th, this, the 7th, 7, of course, is that number,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's all synchronistic the way those numbers, nobody could thwart these numbers. Nothing,
mm-hmm.
nobody, you know, I'm sure as I feel like that was a very strong preventative. Because you know what, Phyllis, I'm going to say this boldly.
Go ahead.
You know that there were things being plotted for the summer with Al-Qaeda and all that kind of thing.
Yes.
You know that this...
I wouldn't guess that, but I knew also they would not come to fruition.
I agree. I totally agree. And they didn't. They didn't. Ugh. Yeah.
No, they're being frustrated in their attempts to harm. There's
yes.
just too much love energy being sent out.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, the second one is a friend of mine who lives in, her initial was I,
mm-hmm.
I-S, and she's recently had a lot of difficulties having to be forced to move from her home, not having a sufficient income. What is it, and is it going to end soon? Is she suddenly going to come into where things are going to be okay because she's a very gifted woman. She's very lovely.
I agree with that.
And, you know, she's a strong woman. And
yeah, wait, hold on. You know, is there there's a woman standing in front of me when you're talking about her.
Yes.
I can honestly say that what I'm looking at is flowing kind of hair. I don't know if this is her, but I can see a slender face.
I'm sorry, what?
I can see a slender face, brown eyes, it looks like, and flowing hair.
So I'm not sure of that, but...
Let me communicate with that person and let me see what that is, because, okay. Hold on one second here. Your friend, I don't know if you realize this, but I have the ohm on right now.
That's okay. I'll take the ohm any way it comes.
That's my hearing song. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
All right. I want to go back here because I have a lot of Indian influence around your friend.
Yes.
Native American here. And this would be...
actually, yes, you're right.
Yes. Okay. This is probably the top guide. She indicates that this woman, your friend, has been...
Yes.
Is this Isla or Isabel or Isabel?
No. It's her name.
It's okay.
Okay.
I don't want to guess on these things.
No.
Let me see something here. Okay, that's not the... Okay. They're indicating here that there will be... You know, sometimes we have to say what we're getting that's not the most pleasant.
Go ahead.
We're talking about the two foreclosures and this kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about bankruptcy. I know we are. And let me go into her area where she is. Okay. Oh, of course.
Okay. What?
You know, she's very mediumistic.
She's what?
She's very mediumistic. Your friend is.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And,
very mystical.
Everywhere she goes, they're like, hello.
Yes.
It's like that thing you see on TV. Oh, great, there's a medium on the floor. But it's very mediumistic and very gifted. I can see tarot cards in front of me, so I don't know if she's doing the tarot cards, but I can see that. And
I can hardly hear you, my dear. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I can see tarot cards in front of me, and I indicate that I'm looking at the, what is the death card? It's the change card, isn't it?
Yes, change.
Okay, because I don't do tarot, you know that, but it's spirit bringing.
No, I don't see her leaving the earth plane, no.
No. The death card is the change card. And that's
okay.
Now, I don't know if it seems as if your friend, your dear friend, bless your heart, has also been brokenhearted and been in a series of relationships. Is that correct?
But more disappointed with humans as such. Yes.
Right. Okay. But I do want to bring up that I think that the soulmate are coming. The person is coming. A connecting force is coming into her life. I want to bring up the name Jim with that.
Okay.
I just want to bring that up. Because this is what spirit is showing. I'm up walking around, and I'm doing that dimensional thing I told you about, like feeling inside people's bodies and all that.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a check. Spirit is talking about her liver area and the condition of it and how the spirit is talking about toxins within the liver area.
I hope not. But okay.
Well, tell us, when you're emotional like this, your liver...
Oh, that's right. You are putting out toxins, aren't
overload.
You? I've forgotten. Yes, it does. It hurts you.
I don't know... what happened, but this is also just as if I feel like it seems like I'm, you know, she's so empathic, and at the same, she's just so empathic that she's bringing through all these things here. Let me check in with the old mom. We're just going to ask. They're saying if we are to talk about this. Because her vibration has been so high, that's one reason why not to be alarmed as to why she was asked to leave or seemed inhabitable while she was living, and they asked her to leave or they had her leave.
They had her leave, yes.
Because of her vibration could not resonate with the people around her.
Right.
Okay, and I feel like I'm across the street looking at a trailer park of some kind.
You're absolutely right.
Okay, and... this was one of the areas that recently or something that Spirit is talking about. I want to bring up something, too. There's a symbol. You know, the animal totems are very powerful. Mm-hmm. And she's got a red fox following her around.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And that is a huge sign. And they're talking about her doing healings.
She does?
Pardon me?
She does do healing.
Right, right. And they're talking about her doing healings. Let's see what else here.
I just would like to know, how much longer is she going to have this financial distress?
Till September.
Till September, and then it's going to change.
I believe that. I do.
Excellent.
I do. And I'm not just saying that just because I want to say it, but I want to bring up the, well, let's just step into, let's see. Okay, I'm actually going to project myself into the calendar of August, and we're going to, it may sound strange, but what I do, what Spirit has me, allows me to do is I check how a different day feels by the temperature
right.
of that day. I know you know what I mean.
Hmm.
I don't know how to explain it, but
mm-hmm.
see now. Okay, I'm standing in, I've got chills coming around me on August the 24th. I don't know what day that is, but I'm August the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that would be somewhere around that. I also indicate that she would also have help from a family member. It indicates to me like her brother or her
okay, she has brothers.
That they seem like they've either been talking about her situation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do what we can to help her. Because they're reaching out, they're handing money to me. I want to help you. Get a place, you know, this kind of thing. I got chills when I'm talking about this, so I hope that answers that question.
So October 24th.
That's what
I'm sorry,
like.
August 24th.
That's what it felt like, Phyllis.
That you'll have help by then.
I believe that.
Excellent. Oh,
I
wonderful.
Do believe that. I think that if you resonate with that, I resonate with it.
Yes,
This is how it felt to me, temperature-wise. And there's something else, too. It's very important that, you know, somebody keeps calling me Patty or Patrick.
Pat? Pat is a female or what?
I think it's Pat. Patrick is male.
A male, yeah. Okay, that's why I asked if it's Pat, because I know a Pat.
You do? Okay. You're screaming Patrick at me. Patrick.
Don't know Patrick, but...
A Pat, you know. Pat is male?
Female.
Okay. No, they keep saying Pat, so I think that's got to have some significance in your life or something.
Pat is a friend of mine, the sister of,
okay.
In fact, both sisters are dear friends of mine, and
okay.
Pat has been going through some very, very difficult times, and
that would make sense if you know, Spirit knows ahead and knows to say those
mm-hmm.
names, but I wanted to say for your friend that asked the question, Phyllis, is that it made me feel like get near the water, be near the water, you know, ground by the water.
Mary and or Pat?
Your who? Millie?
Mary or
yeah,
Pat?
The first one, Millie.
The first one, that's Mary, yeah.
Mary, who are we? Didn't we just start a second reading here for the...
Yes, we did. We did for the gal with the L in her name.
Right, right.
And
the one that
the
has
third is Pat.
Native American energies
yeah.
around her. And the foreclosures and all that. No, they want Spirit's giving them meeting. Spirit's talking about her being near the water, living near the water.
Okay, I'll let her know.
And making it very, like you need to live near the water, be grounded near the water, because
mm-hmm.
this is where the powers rise, basically.
Mm-hmm. Because she was been fighting going to California.
When she needs to. I'm not sure if this is the necessary thing. I just know. If you know, because California's got such a
I know
vibration.
I'm not fond of it myself, my dear.
I know you're not. But Pat is going through a lot of we're talking depression.
Yes.
Oh, heavy depression. Heavy.
Yes.
Been probably taking antidepressants and
no, she can't afford to.
Say what?
She cannot afford to.
Well,
but she's fighting it on her own, and I hope she's coming through.
In answer to that, you know, when we're talking about this person, there seems to be someone with their head down and their head they've got like short brown hair.
Yeah, well, it's to the shoulders.
To the shoulders. And, yeah, that would be to the shoulders because if it's
yeah.
right touching the shoulders.
Right, exactly.
They look like, I guess I want to say anywhere 40s and 50s, maybe between.
Aren't you lovely? We'll take you both take you home.
Oh, she's 80? I don't know.
Well, she looks a lot younger than she is.
I saw something else before you called, Phyllis.
What, honey?
See, I don't. Can I say this? Well, you were different looking. You had, and it was interesting. You had added red, a little red streaky thing to your hair.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
No, not yet.
No, not now.
Oh.
I could see, I have to tell you something.
What?
I don't want to say swear, but how
okay.
do I say that? I saw you with your own TV show today.
You saw me on my own TV show today?
Yes, I did.
Oh, great. When?
Probably.
How much weight do I have to lose first?
I just think in the near future.
In the near future.
We don't want to sound vague here, but we wanted to say that if you are going to have your own TV show, I'm pretty much thinking it's probably going to be coming within, just as we progress towards 2008, everything that's progressing for you. And I was like, Phyllis, you have your own TV. And I saw a dark-haired, I saw this so clearly. I saw you sitting on the set. Your hair was styled. They were doing your hair. I'm telling you, Phyllis, you're gonna have your own TV show. It's gonna start on cable and then it's going to a bigger station.
Yes.
And it's gonna be broadcast out of Annapolis, Maryland. Where in the world did that come from? Okay.
I have no idea, but wouldn't that be just the neatest thing?
You work so hard, you've waited so long. This is your time. And you have the advantage because you look so young. This is what I saw. I could see you in there was a new part of your website, and it was talking about the Phyllis Pricer Show, but it was also talking about the TV show, on WAZ or whatever those things are, the callers. People could see you by Internet, but they also would start with, if you remember, Rachel Ray started with her own local show.
Uh-huh.
They asked her, and they will ask you to do this, will ask her, ask you to do this. Phyllis, EC is confirming this. EC, first name E, last
Edgar.
Name C. Mm-hmm.
Edgar Casey.
Yes,
it's confirming this.
Yes.
Okay. I believe in the boy. Okay.
I had the Om on, and I saw you wearing some kind of those really neat kind of you can see the silk. The
uh-huh.
arms are silk. They're you can see through the arms.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. There's more coming here.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't expect this.
Oh, Phyllis.
How cool is this?
Oh. Phyllis, it's just a matter of time because Spirit is arranging for you to be on things some of the shows that they're not quite like the pinnacle of the talk shows, but I'm looking at Lisa Gibbons here. Some of these, what I'm saying is the Spirit's connecting the I's and crossing the T's, and in the midst of all this, someone's going to step forward and say, look, you need to write a book, and I'm going to help you get this, and you'll dictate it to them so much as that they'll be able to, and it'll come fast. It's so fast. Like rushing, like the rushing wind here. But Spirit intends for you to. They're showing different areas. They're showing. Where's Chesapeake? Where's that?
Oh, that's real near me.
Okay, well, they're showing Chesapeake area.
Okay, that's Annapolis. No, Annapolis is on the Chesapeake Bay.
Okay, well, I don't know the. I just
visit. You don't know that? Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, I visit them spiritually all the time. I've just physically never been there in this lifetime.
Well, I can assure you.
I do know that what they're showing. And they're showing hold on, they're talking, okay. There's a later broadcast, there's a later one, Phyllis, there's a Tom, who is that? Is that Tom Snyder?
Don't know any Toms.
Do we have a Tom Snyder, is he still doing his thing?
Tom Snyder?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know him.
You don't know who Tom Snyder is? He's a newsman.
Oh, okay. All right. No, see, I said I don't know him.
I can see, before the year is out.
Yes.
You will, and I think they're talking about 2008. Are you talking about, yes, we are.
2007?
I think they're talking about 2008, but you see that we're propelling, oh my gosh,
Phyllis,
they're showing you like a comet. They are showing you like a comet. They're talking so fast. I'm sitting here, I feel like I'm on the other side. I am on the other side right
okay,
now.
Okay, welcome, well, hello.
And they're on, and they're just, they're talking about a woman named Sherry, and Sherry is a producer. She is? Okay, they're talking about that. A She says, okay, hold on. Okay. They hear you on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear back from, they're about to make this bigger, is what they're doing, Phyllis. They're expanding, and they're talking about 3 days, of course, before the 17th when all this began to culminate. And what you've already seen is just the tip of the iceberg. They're ready to set you off into motion. Into motion. You've got the foundation. You've got it. You've got the credentials. You've got the foundation. You are going to be in so much demand. It's like I told you about being booked and booked and booked. You can hardly
mm-hmm.
find a spot to get on your show.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to make it possible for other people. You're going to be, first we'll start with those three affiliates type stations, and then just like Delilah, if you've ever heard of Delilah in the Morning, that radio show, you're going to be accepted on other stations where they want to broadcast the show, and then they'll start paying you. And part of this, I believe, is PBS or something, but it's a public broadcast thing.
Would that be starting this year is what I want to know.
Yes, I do believe that, yes.
Confirm this year, okay.
Especially in November, and I do believe that, but I also get between September and November. And it's like somebody's talking through, it's like someone talking through me. They're talking so fast, it's like I can't keep up with them because you can notice that there's this whole flow of information coming that how could it, you know what I'm saying? And it's just going,
okay. Well, let's see if we can confirm this. I got notification of having won something. Is that correct?
If we can confirm this and you got notification of having won something, how come I feel hesitant?
So it's not true.
Let me just check into that. Let me see here. Why Spirit is talking about that being partially true, and I'm just going to go with that because I understand what Spirit is saying here, that there's some truth to it and there's some isn't. You understand
what?
There's some truth to it and there isn't.
Okay.
You understand that?
Yeah, but if it comes true, then that...
You know what, Phyllis? I think they're talking about if it comes true, and it's not a contest. It's not.
No.
No, it's... okay.
What?
Well, if it's a vacation...
No, vacation.
You have won a new car. No.
No.
I'm kidding with you. I have a sense of humor here.
I know, okay. No, but it wasn't that.
But hold on, I'm going to check into what Spirit is showing because they're going to show three different things here. That's it. There we go. There's a spiritual eye blinking against the wall that tells me I'm hearing truth. Now what's happened here in front of me is a box, and inside the box are three other little boxes. And so if you want something, it's going to culminate three different events or three different things within this box. You understand that?
Yes.
Okay, so yes, there's truth to it.
Then will I actually collect it?
Yes, you will, but not right away. Yes, I do believe that.
Like in 4 to 6 weeks.
Well, my hands are filling up with money, so I'm going to say yes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Phyllis, Spirit is going to open up the floodgates. I told you about that before.
Right.
And it's about to happen that cannot not happen.
Okay.
What's happened is that you can see the angels flying around all the place. Broadcast your name. Phyllis this. Oh, we got to contact Phyllis Pfizer. Oh, yeah. Who's she? Well, she's that psychic. And I know I'm serious, and it's going to start. It starts, of course, with BBS Radio, but it also is your other psychic show, the other thing, the other psychic talk or whatever that the other one.
Mm-hmm.
And they intend for you to be on... you're going your own direction here, and they intend for you to have a much bigger platform, a much bigger platform. And I believe that part of this is going to be where you're going to be doing the demonstrations on television and this kind of thing. And this is
what I've always wanted to do.
Well, you will. I'm certain of that. I know.
And you're going to show up on my show, right?
If I'm supposed to, I can. Thank you for the invitation.
I will send you an invitation.
And here's another thing I'm looking at, Phyllis. They're talking about doing a live interview from your home.
Yes.
Which of course you will not lose. And they're talking about the television station coming. The affiliate comes to interview you for the show. But I can see in the newspaper they're starting the show. It's like, okay, here's this. I don't want to say local psychic. I hate that word. But what can I say?
Oh,
start
I know.
New
what we
show.
Use,
start.
We use another word for psychic. What do we use? Intuitive
How about clairvoyant?
Clairvoyant.
clairvoyant,
we,
you know.
And we provide intuitive information. How's that sound?
Intuitive information. Of course, they're not going to call you that. You know they're going to say psychic. But this is what Spirit is saying. And I did not, what I did was I prayed before I said this
right.
show. And I said, okay, if you have anything that you want to say for someone who really, really needs this, then, and I didn't expect it to be you, but it's just pouring through me, and I know what I'm hearing is true. I'm positive.
Okay.
I'm positive. It's manifesting right now, and I know that there's so many changes. I saw you, like, I could see, like, a new posting on your website, and there was a man standing in it with you, and he had dark hair
mm-hmm.
and a mustache, a dark mustache. And I don't know if he was, like, the producer behind it, or there was an article written about you, but they're definitely, it's not just radio, it's television. You're headed towards, there's no doubt, you're headed towards a...
Fabulous.
And it's not your local, you know, cable...
Yes, access.
...knowing thingy. It's an actual station, and there's talking about sponsoring and this kind of thing. So they sponsor the program. You will be able to have your own satellite show as well, fellas.
Oh, wonderful. And it will be successful. I know that.
Of course it will. I know.
Because I will be able to help others like you and many others to become more accessible around the world.
And I bless
to get the
you.
Message out. And I guess that's what I've always wanted to do.
And you will. And you will. No, you will. I know you. You will.
You know me. Yes,
I know sir. You, and I know that you will, and I know that because... of the manifestation that has already happened in less than 5 days in your life, the odds of that happening, that amount, as you know what I'm talking about,
right?
Usually, to say something like that, I'm talking about Spirit doing that. That's got to
yes.
be Spirit, because that kind of thing is like a jump of faith to say that, because in that short a time, that's a definite manifestation.
Yes.
And so what's happening is just by us talking this vibratory way that we are now manifesting, as Wayne Dyer says, that which you desire is on its way.
Oh, fabulous.
That which I desire is on its way. And I was so thrilled when you wrote me and said, good news. And I thought, oh, well, why are you surprised? And, you know, I felt, and just between you and I got to say this, I felt like, the five-day thing, fellas,
yeah.
it had everything to do with the EC thing.
Had everything to do with what?
EC. Because...
Yes, 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 I agree. Okay.
People probably think we're talking about...
I will say something. Do we still have that lovely person with great patience hanging in to talk to you? Is there somebody tuned in to talk to you?
Are you asking me or are you asking...
No, I'm asking them.
Oh, okay.
Is there a listener
yes.
who's called in?
Yes.
Yes, and who is it, please?
This is Justina.
I cannot hear you, my dear.
Justina.
Eugenia. Thank
Justina.
You, my dear. God bless you for holding on. This was such a...
I'm sorry.
We didn't mean to be rude. My apologies, but you have a question. Please, please, bring it forward.
Yes, I wanted to ask for some guidance. I'm seeking and I'm not finding... And
I can hardly hear, but...
Yes, could you speak up, please?
Yes.
Because we do want to hear you, and we do want to help you.
I said that I'm seeking and I'm not finding.
Okay.
You're seeking and you're not finding, and you want to seek some guidance.
Correct.
Okay. You're talking about seeking, of course, spiritually.
Correct.
Obviously. And one of the things I would say is that... stop. It sounds kind of silly to say, well, stop. But you see, in your beingness, is it Eugenia, did you say?
Justina.
Justina? Are you... Oh, boy. Oh, boy. You know what? This morning, I got to say this before I answer, and Phyllis, if you know...
Go ahead.
I heard very clearly the name of what sounded like Althea,
okay,
which sounds an awful lot like this your name, I think.
Yes,
I feel. If you, okay, I hope I'm saying the name right. I'm sorry,
Eugenia.
Athena. Okay. if you are to just sit still, I want to bring up the fact that I feel very strongly the way that you do seek, of course, is within, and I know you know that, but at the same time, you are very close. Why didn't you say so? I don't know if you realize, you know what clairaudience is, don't you?
Yes.
Well, you are. Did you know that?
Yes.
And I want to bring up the fact that they seem to be coming in from the left side, and so when you hear, you can actually hear the voices, and you can hear these things. Listen inward, and they're going, when you hear that high-pitched, that really high-pitched whine and that really low one, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That is your guides.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yes, those are your guides, and if you will listen, you will... They have to come in on different frequency because we are, you know, we're basically in this earth body and we're on this earth plane. They don't need bodies and they certainly don't need voices, but they do manufacture, they do come up with those voices, so we do, you know, connect with them and we know, oh, we've got some kind of contact here. But when you listen on your left side, because your left side is opening up more than your right, and that indicates, and also I want to bring up the fact that I know that you were in India in a past life. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Yes,
you there?
I'm here.
Do you understand
I'm
that
here.
At all?
I know. I was an Indian in past life, multiple lives, actually.
Right. My belief is that, from what I'm saying is that you're seeking, but what you're doing is they're talking about if you seek externally, you got to seek inwardly, and you have to stop, and you have to rest, and you have to stop. And when you stop, in the most mundane of moments, this is when the most profound moments can happen. But when you hear this really high, like really high thing, and if you hear the low one, what that is the earth note, but it's also your guides coming through. And if you will stop and listen clairaudiently, which is developing within you, and yes, I would be thrilled if you knew how developed you were in that side with clairaudience, then the rest, then you would be able to listen within the body and hear the diseases and that kind of thing. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So spirit's already working with you. You're talking... I almost feel, okay, this is funny. This is going to sound funny, but I will swear to this, I can hear angels laughing. Not laughing at you, but they're like, oh, you don't know, you just don't know. They're like, ha, 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 ha. They're around so much and everything. They're so close to you and everything. You're just not seeing it. You're not, but you have to hear it. And if you just stop and listen and go inward and meditate, and don't try, because if you try to have an experience, it will elude you. You can't always have the experiences. You simply want to have the beingness and everything, and exactly what you're doing. You're already there. You don't seeking. It's already found you.
May I interject something?
I'm sorry, what?
May I say
something? Yes, yes, yes.
The problem lies in the fact that in the past several years,
mm-hmm.
I have not been able to meditate, literally.
Okay.
And it's almost like, how should I put it? I tried to avoid communication for the longest time because I was getting messages.
Mm-hmm.
For others, even strangers,
mm-hmm.
and I was compelled
mm-hmm.
to share that information because I thought that's what I'm supposed to do. And I would hit a wall and people would look at me like I'm nuts
mm-hmm.
and, you know, judge me. And, you know, it wasn't the most comfortable of things to do. And yet I continued to do it until one point, and then I literally shut down. Consciously shut down the stream.
Could I tell you
okay.
something?
Yes.
I really believe that you were not in the past life. I believe that you were in the Spanish Inquisition and you were tortured.
Mm-hmm.
You resonate with that, Phyllis?
Yeah. 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 You have a fear of it and you have a love of it at the same time. And, I see that, yes. Exactly. That just resonated right away with me.
I was torturing, you said?
That you were one of the, during the Spanish Inquisition, you had been a nun, and you were, you know, you were tortured, and you were put to death for your faith, And I feel like it was during the Spanish Inquisition. I feel like you brought that body cell memory back into this life, and just like Phyllis was saying, you love it, you're afraid of it, and you, and yet, what did you say, Phyllis? You,
well, the fear is that it's with you because it was something that was natural with you, and the person that brought it to you denounced you, was extremely jealous, and was jealous the fact that you had that ability. And this person did not, and therefore you were denounced. I mean, there was a lot of that going on then, but you were betrayed by someone in your own order, if I'm not mistaken.
And one of the things also is that you were receiving these kind of visions and messages then, too.
Yes.
Some similar to that would be like of Joan of Arc and that kind of thing, because a lot of these things would be considered a taboo in that time. That's why Nostradamus went into the coded things like he had to do. But you see, what has happened is that, of course, that you're going to hit a wall and people are going to look at you like you're a nut and everything, but you have to follow spirit and you have to let it revive itself again because it will come back in a greater awakening even in the next few months, 4 months from now, and that kind of thing, because spirit has a great, a much greater purpose for you.
And you will not be persecuted for it.
Right.
Just this time, okay? Believe me. Believe me.
Okay. I'm not afraid of it. I'm just, how should I put it? It just makes me extremely uncomfortable to be a source that's sticking out constantly and having
well,
people...
Well, that's part of it, because you want to just, you know, as you are in holy orders, you're supposed to be just like everybody else, like cookies baked in a, you know...
Yeah, I don't fit
you know, in. You put a little dot in, you put it in the oven, and they all come out looking the same, right?
Yeah.
And but you're not. You're not. And
I'm
it's
the
okay.
Duckling.
You
and it's
you?
Okay to claim it, and it's not egotistical, and it's not delusional. You're not losing your mind.
Mm. I mean, I don't. You know, you talk about sticking out, and how you know if you're born with a spiritual birthmark right between your nostrils. You know, that's really. I mean,
yeah.
I was born that way, and so. It's not just on the physical. It's physical. It's physically on me as well.
Yes.
So it's yeah, and it's you just have to be who you are, and you cannot be afraid. You can, but she's talking about you being afraid of it in that life and carrying that fear over. And if you hit
yes.
a wall and people looking at you like a nut, then that is going to instigate a fear factor within
yes.
you. Like I don't
it's
want
going
to
trigger
exist.
It.
Yeah,
it's going to trigger that memory. Whether you're it's subconsciously, it's going to trigger it.
And that's why I think the angels are laughing, because it's kind of like, what is she looking for? She's already got it. It's right here. It's in there, and it's right there. And I just saw the spiritual eye go off. When I say that, I'm talking about the blue. Well, it's hard to explain, but the spiritual eye, the third eye, I see it as a light, and I see it when I'm speaking, when the spirit is speaking truth. And they're going to look at you in measurements and increments, and you're about to really spiritually just sprout up the ladder here in about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 months. You're showing like the inches, you know, like somebody growing like against the wall when you measure yourself. And they have great plans. Yeah, well, you know what I mean.
I know.
Yeah. So embrace it and let that clairaudience continue to come, because you're going to start hearing more and more from your guides. You'll hear the voices even and everything.
Yes.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I've been... experiencing a lot of synchronicities, and I know they're around me.
Absolutely.
And I know they're giving me guidance.
Yeah.
However, I don't hear them anymore.
No, of course not. We're just talking about people's reaction and how that can you know, trigger a fear
right.
of the people.
That's what we're doing.
What they think, but who cares what people think?
Right.
Because we're here to serve God, not man.
And now I'm just trying to get the guidance for myself, you know, not
Absolutely.
Even for somebody else.
And it's coming
I'm
through, darling. It's coming
find
through.
That path.
Oh, it is. And especially if this confirms anything for you, it's definitely coming through from them to you. And so, you know, we're just being a sounding board here for what the greater spirit wants to say to you. And I feel very strongly that this is a revival for you and rejuvenation, and it's going to come to pass. It's going to happen. You can look for a woman named Anne to come forth and help you. I don't know if you know a woman named Anne.
In spirit? Or?
No, I mean living.
Oh, okay. No, I don't.
Not at this point, but the spirit's bringing that person. I feel like that person is somebody that had a past life connection with you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they... Actually, they're showing a very traumatic death together, I guess you could say, and of bringing back together, restoring and healing each other. But she's really a very gifted person. And she's got some kind of like a meditation group, or and it's about 3 1/4 or something, not too far from where your house is. Everybody seems to live near a Walmart lately.
But it's you're going to, if you don't know her now, you're going to meet her very soon.
Mm-hmm. Also, one quick question. I was invited to a Sundance this weekend, and I feel like somebody's stopping me from going, from attending. Can you shed some light on that?
You were invited to a song dance, did you say?
Sundance.
Oh, Sundance, and you're talking about the Native...
I didn't hear what you said either.
I know, the Native American Sundance, right?
Sundance, correct.
Yeah. Like they do
Lakota.
At the powwows.
Lakota.
Rogers.
No, this is true to tradition, Sundance, with piercing and everything.
Oh, okay, I understand, it's tradition.
Okay.
Let me... I don't feel like somebody's stopping you in a bad way. Do you, Phyllis?
No.
I feel like somebody's being protective, being protective of you. In other words, almost like saying, not ready, not ready, not ready yet. Almost like as if they're being protective. I just have a little bit of hesitation with it, and I think you, Phyllis, do you have a little hesitation there?
Yeah, you can go. I think my feeling is she's picking up somebody else's,
I agree,
vibration, and she's being sensitive to somebody else, if that makes sense. Somebody else's, feelings, because she's empathic at times, too, I think.
Right.
And I think the hesitation you feel is not yours, but somebody else's.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. Now, I'm going to tell you what I think and feel about you, young lady, Miss Stephanie.
Uh-oh. No, I hear thunder outside already.
No, we're the ones having thunderstorms, or at least they're threatening us with the rain.
Oh, boy.
My feeling is, I believe that you told me something occurred, and someone walked up to you and said that they had met your son.
Yes, sir. No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. I haven't changed sex yet. Next time, maybe. This time, I'm definitely a girl.
Actually, this was on a phone conversation.
Uh-huh.
And they said they met one of my sons.
One of your sons.
Yes.
And that son was Hugh Lynn. Katie.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, I went to a group this past Wednesday of Jin Shinjutsu practitioners. And, of course, anything that you do in healing... It heightens your ability.
I believe that.
Okay. When I mentioned that I felt that you were probably a reincarnation of Edgar Casey, the whole room went electric.
Oh, my.
Okay. And there was, oh, my God, she's right. Oh, man. Now, it is possible that that is true. The other thing is I know there are at least one or maybe more who may have claim to that. The thing that I would say is this. It is possible for the spirit of one who has gone to enter or share with more than one body.
Mm-hmm.
That is very possible.
Okay.
Okay, so my feeling is that you are possibly a reincarnation.
Okay.
And that it would be a phenomenal opportunity. Some of the things you've said just resonates very, very deeply within you. Within me, even though I was born shortly before he died, I have felt so strongly drawn to that man. I believe we've known each other in past lifetimes. He was there during the time of Christ, as was I.
Yeah.
And my feeling is that you are one with him in many ways. And if you are not the complete reincarnation, a very strong one, very influenced by him, and there's a great deal of guidance within you, okay?
Yes. When
What I'm feeling, that's what I feel is coming through.
Okay.
I've never said that before, In fact, I have had a tendency to poo-poo people who seem to think they were somebody famous in another lifetime. You know, I'm from Missouri, or my mother was from Missouri. Show me. You know, I've seen aliens, and I saw a UFO over DC one time, and I had already said all my life, if there's such a thing as a UFO and aliens, you know, Mom's from Missouri, show me. I saw the alien ship over the Rock Creek Park in downtown DC.
Mm-hmm.
I just about drove into the Jersey Wall because they showed up when I was driving.
Oh,
not a smart thing for them to do to me. And anyway, they said, well, seeing's believing. Now, do you believe? And I just almost had hissy fits because I was communicating with them through the mind. And nobody had ever heard me say that out loud.
Okay.
So
when I
my feeling is there is more and more this is going to be brought out, and it will bring about a lot of controversy. You know that that's going to happen. You are ready, okay?
I do. Are you talking about from the other person?
Others. Just others in general.
I understand.
Okay, my feeling is just be who you are and let the facts speak for themselves, ma'am.
And when you said the room went electric, are you talking about a bunch of people?
Yes.
There?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. They all felt chilled. They got confirmed, and they, oh, my God, that feels right. And they were just, oh, that feels so, oh, how wonderful, who is she, you know? So I said, listen, so maybe they're listening on the show tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
So, as I said, there's going to be quite a brouhaha over this. Expect it. But, you know, you're prepared for it. And even so, you would live your life, whether it was known or not known, you would live your life the same way because there is so much for you to do and so much that you are going to be accomplishing.
Well, thank you. I'm honored to hear that. From what the only thing I can, I think I told you, and this takes a lot of faith to say this, but when somebody shows up by the bedside, that you are literally sending me home at that point, and I know when somebody's coming through from the other side, and I tried to tell that person to go away in the name of Jesus, to go away in Christ and that kind of thing. And they come up and they say what they said. I think I know what you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I think so. And I think we're just getting a...
Because that's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. That's why we'll have you on another time. I think I got two beeps. I don't think it was because we're going to, somebody's on the line. I don't think so. Is that true? I think that was the minute warning.
I think you're right.
Give your information, Stephanie. I will talk to you shortly after the show, if I may. Please give your contact information, and we'll say hail and farewell.
Okay, my contact information and my website is Steph, STEPH7.net. That's STEPH7.net.
Mm-hmm.
I can also be found on the Veritas website, the Veritas University website of Arizona. And I can also, my bio is on there as well. So if anybody looks on there, there's the bio as well. And
well,
that's my contact information.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you all.
I had a joyous time, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will be talking to you next week. Again, thank you for tuning in to the Higher Dimension. God bless and good night. Bye-bye.
Angel Mystic Atira was born with an amazing gift. Atira has seen and talked with angels and her spirit guide for as long as she can remember. And now she connects you with spirit as the angels answer your questions on past lives, passed over loved ones, dreams, relatives, workplace, and spiritual experiences. Atira is an Edgar Cayce Foundation handpicked psychic and is featured in The Days of Wonder by G.W. Hardin. Atira's magical, uplifting, worldwide readings are just $100 for 45 minutes, which includes an audio tape. Email angelreadings@angelscribe.com. That's angelreadings@angelscribe.com for an appointment, or go to Atira's website at angelscribe.com. For metaphysical, straight talk from the heart, It's Atira, Angel Mystic.
Familie Petersson, familie Heiden.